The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Look, I'm not a big fan of Meghan and Harry, but...
What?
I said I'm not a big fan of Meghan and Harry, you know, with this whole thing going back to the UK. But I do find it kind of weird and just rude that her neighbors are coming out saying they're glad she's gone. I think that's really rude.
That is a big slap in the face.
I mean, these are celebrities, okay? Yeah. And I get that they want to lay low. They're in their own neighborhood. And Meghan likes to, you know, flaunt herself and maybe bring some, you know, spotlight to the neighborhood that they don't want. I get all that. But to come out publicly and to say, I am so glad they're gone.
The headline is Good Riddance. Is that the saddest thing ever?
That's bad.
Good riddance and also quote unquote thrilled.
Man. The neighbors are thrilled.
Thrilled.
That Meghan and Harry are getting the hell out of the neighborhood.
Yeah. They said the constant media presence surrounding the couple disrupts their peaceful environment.
Yeah, they have this, you know, their little secluded habitat that they're in, and they want to be able to retreat to that area and nobody bother them. And they don't want any limelight. When they're out, paparazzi can do whatever, but when I'm at home, leave me alone.
Well, think about it, because she filmed in Montecito, right? So, I mean, it wasn't at her actual house. It was one of her friends' houses because she didn't want the layout of her house known, which I understand. But so she filmed in Montecito. So you have to remember, when you film, you have like three semi trucks on the street.
Yeah,
you know, bringing it. So that had to be a zoo when they were filming.
Now, do you have a neighbor that it wouldn't bother you that if that person moved out of the neighborhood?
Yeah, and I'll tell you who she is.
Now, think about that. Everybody that's in your car right now, hang on a second. Yeah. Everybody in your car right now, whatever neighborhood you live in, or even apartment complex, do you have somebody that's within proximity of your house that? It wouldn't bother me if they packed up and got the hell out of here.
Yeah, her name is Gilda.
Oh, no, Gilda.
Gilda is a bitch.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard about Gilda.
The one that feeds the squirrels?
Oh, yes, yes,
yeah. She feeds the freaking squirrels, so all of us have squirrel problems. I have them in my attic. Remember, I had to get a professional to take them out of my attic, and then they dig up all the mulch.
You're right.
And I found nuts in my mulch. And so then this is when my son was younger. I was like, dude, why are you putting, like, did you throw nuts? Because it's in the shell. It's the kind that's in the shell.
Yeah.
You know, and one nut on each side, you know, you open up those little.
Oh, I know, because my wife, they like to do that too.
It takes a little longer, you know, it's more fun.
It does, but it's a little extra work for the squirrel, but they think the squirrel likes that.
Yeah.
They do.
So I was like, why did you throw nuts in the mulch? He's like, what are you talking about? We don't even have those kind. I'm like, it's Gilda.
Yeah.
And so they hide their nuts in my mulch. And if you've ever seen what they do, they dig it all up and then it goes into my grass.
Yeah.
My mulch does. Gilda. And Gilda. I even wrote her and I said, listen, I said, I appreciate that you're the Snow White of the neighborhood. You know, I think it's really cute and all that. But I said, unfortunately, I now had to get squirrels removed from my attic because you're feeding them. So
She's one of those that takes the animal loving too far.
Too far. They can find their own food.
And you know as well as I do, the worst thing you can do with a wild creature is to feed it. Okay?
Yes.
It's not even fair to the creature.
Well, it tells all the other squirrels. Yeah. So they go out and they're like, dude, this Gilda bitch, man, she totally feeding us.
Yeah.
And then all the
nuts.
Other, like,
yeah. Free nuts over here.
All
free
the
nuts.
Other stoner squirrels come over like, yo, Gilda, you rock.
Yeah. How about some more of those nuts? We don't care. Leave the shell on.
It's the good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody. But I think every neighborhood.
What about you?
Yes, I do.
Who is it?
I do. I've got a neighbor that...
Is it the one with the rims? Is it that guy?
No. You like,
What about the fat guy?
No, not him. I don't want to go into it. You know.
Well,
but,
you can change their name. You can change their name.
Look.
His name
could be
Brad.
I'll be honest with you, okay? I think if you did a survey.
Dale is a loser. Maybe his name is Dale. Dale the loser.
If you go around my neighborhood and we ask and people voted, I'd probably be the person they'd vote out.
Oh, for sure.
I'd be the guy.
Dude, when you sent me that picture of the hail at your house.
All the cars in the driveway.
Oh, my God. And an RV. Not only do they have six cars, but they have an RV. And I just looked at that, and I'm like, the aesthetics, you just ruined the neighborhood.
Two cars with the hoods up.
Yeah.
Like you're working on them.
Well,
yeah.
One of them was the RV, had the hood up.
Got the hood up in the front yard. I would be, if you went through the neighborhood, I'll bet you I'd be the one voted out.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because I cannot, I would go crazy if my neighbors had that many cars on the street. Nobody can park.
We only have six. Is that too many?
Oh my God! Why
two car driveway, four on the road,
and so nothing in the garage?
Nothing in the garage.
Wow. Because you made it into a gym or something?
Well, you can call it whatever you want. I'd call it more like junk.
I thought you made it. I thought because you put down that really pretty flooring.
Yeah,
you can't see the flooring.
Oh my God! Why don't you make that this weekend's project? Why don't you get a dumpster and like get rid of some stuff?
I would, but I'm tired. It's a little too hot right
Dude,
now.
Dude, you just ate cake.
I know.
It was, you guys.
They had a birthday here yesterday.
Cake.
Somebody had a birthday.
At freaking, well, now it's not 7:30. At 7:30, he's shoving cake in his mouth.
What?
I go, do you know how bad that much sugar is for your liver?
What do you mean? There's a birthday cake in the refrigerator.
Do you know how bad that much sugar is for your liver?
No, I don't.
It's really, really bad.
Worse for your liver?
For your liver.
No kidding.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
It's delicious, though. Carson, you should try a piece.
I can't have cake this early.
Nobody should have cake this early.
No. Holy moly.
It's just,
what's wrong with you guys?
Oh, my God. The thought of just that much sugar is nasty.
It's a little rich. Just a little bit rich. I don't know whose birthday it was yesterday. I was walking down the hallway, and I heard him singing Happy Birthday, you know, from one of the rooms. So I don't know who it was, but I walk in this morning, and only one piece of cake had been taken out of this whole cake. There's a ton of cake up there.
He's so excited.
And let me just say,
eat up.
Let me just say, because I know sometimes our friend Allison listens, works here.
Yeah.
And so if she's texting us whose birthday it is, I'm not ignoring you. I don't have my phone.
Plenty of cake, though.
Oh, my God.
BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.